Naman davutsu, 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 naman davutsu.
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the larger sutra, the Sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. In this passage, Ananda, who we spoke about at our last Dharma school service, the Buddha's close companion, is commenting to the Buddha about his appearance on that particular day. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. Today, world honored one, your sense organs are filled with gladness and serenity. Your complexion is pure. Your radiant countenance is majestic, like a luminous mirror in which clear reflections pass unobstructed. Your lofty features are resplendent, surpassing all words of measure. Never before have I beheld your countenance as sublime as it is now. セソン今日は喜びに満ち溢れ、姿も清らかで、そして輝しいお顔がひときわ気高く見受けられます。まるで曇りのない鏡に映る姿の透き通っているかのようでございます。そして、 その神々しい姿がこの上なく超え優れて輝いておられます。私は今日までこのような尊いお姿を見立てまつることがございません。と、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 Thank you all for joining us this Sunday. We'll be continuing our conversation about Ananda, the Buddha's disciple with whom he was very close today. We talked about him on our last Dharma school service of last year, and we had a little bit of a break, and now we're back this Sunday. Last month, we talked about all of the important places where the Buddha gave his teachings. We talked about the place where he became enlightened. Do you remember that place? Do you remember what it was called? Yeah, Cameron?
The Bodhi.
The Bodhi tree. And what was the name of the place where the Bodhi tree is? Yeah, do you remember, Cole? You're close. Does anyone know? Doma, do you remember? You're close. You're close. We're good. Yeah?
Bodhi tree.
It's close. It's sort of, if you translated Bodhi tree land into Sanskrit, it would be called Bodh Gaya, which was the name of the place where the Buddha became enlightened. And then his first sermon, a couple people have already mentioned, his first sermon, first place he went to teach, was at a place? Yeah? The Deer Park. That's right, Nina. The Deer Park. The Deer Park. And then he traveled around and taught many different places. And there was a place where he gave a very special teaching, the teaching that we consider to be the kind of basis of our Nembutsu teaching. That was a place, to give you a hint, named after a bird. A bird, a kind of bird. Remember, it was up on a mountain. Named after a bird, yeah. You're right, you said it. Yeah? Vulture Peak, that's right. Vulture Peak. So that was one of the other important places where the Buddha taught, and he gave a special teaching with his disciple Ananda. Ananda, do you remember anything about the Buddha's disciple Ananda? Anything you can remember that we talked about Ananda? Yeah? Do you remember something, Cameron? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And does anyone else remember about Ananda? Ananda was always together with the Buddha, and he had a very, very good memory. He had a good memory because he was a very good listener, and he paid attention very well. Paid attention very well. Have you ever been feeling a little bit sad? feeling a little bit sad, and someone asks you, hey, what's wrong? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah? How does that make you feel when someone asks you? A little bit sad. Someone asks you, what's wrong? Makes you feel nice, right? Because someone cares about you and is concerned about you, and they know you well enough to recognize when you're happy or when you're sad. Have you ever seen someone, had a big smile on their face, really happy, right? You ask them, hey, you look really happy today. You know, what are you happy about? Have you ever had something you just couldn't wait to tell someone about? You're so happy. Couldn't wait to tell someone about maybe what you got, some nice present you got at the end of last month, right? Oh, I got this great present. Let me tell you all about it, right? So sometimes we're so happy, we have so much happiness inside us that we just want to share it. And we're so delighted when someone asks us to share that happiness, right? And that's right, the Buddha. The Buddha has that happiness inside his heart. And one day, when he was on Vulture Peak, he was particularly happy. And he was just showing, his face was glowing. It was resplendent. It was beautiful. And Ananda, his disciple Ananda, he noticed, and he said, you look wonderful. That section of the Buddha's teachings that I read just at the start of my talk today, that was Ananda. He was praising the Buddha. He says, you look great. You look wonderful. What is it? What is it that makes you look so wonderful? And then he guessed. He guessed, could it be that you're thinking about all the Buddhas thinking about each other? When the Buddhas think about each other, it makes them so happy because there's so much enlightenment, so much peace in the world. So he asked the Buddha that question. The Buddha said, wow, that's a great question. That's a great question. Sometimes you ask a question and someone says, I'm so glad you asked that. And that's what the Buddha said, because he wanted to share this wonderful teaching. Wonderful teaching, right? Now, remember the Buddha's disciple Ananda. Remember him. He was among the Buddha's closest disciples. He was always with the Buddha. He had a wonderful memory. All of our teachings that we have were told to us by Ananda, because he was always there with the Buddha. But there was something else that was a little bit unusual about Ananda. Yeah, do you remember, Finley? He wasn't enlightened. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yet, we might say that he was the Buddha's best student, because he was always there with him. Always there with him. Right? So even though he wasn't enlightened, he didn't completely understand the Buddha's teachings, he was always listening, right? And that's what a good student of the Dharma is. It's not necessarily somebody who's the most enlightened, who has the best understanding, but it's the person who always listens, very humble, who doesn't think, oh, I know it all, but they're always listening. And that was the Buddha's disciple Ananda, always listening to his teachings, always paying attention, because he really wanted to understand. He wanted to get that enlightenment, but he also recognized, I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. So he was a great, wonderful listener, right? And so the Buddha, he knew that Ananda really wanted to get enlightenment. He knew that Ananda was a good listener. So on this particular day, he said, Ananda, I have a special teaching just for you. Special teaching just for people who aren't enlightened yet. And so he proceeded to tell Ananda a story about a Buddha. And that Buddha is here in this temple today. We have an image of the Buddha, right? Can you see a Buddha up here? Anybody see the Buddha? Cameron, you see the Buddha? That's Amida Buddha. That's right, Amida Buddha. Yes, Gilma? It's in the center, Amida Buddha. That's right, it's in the center. So the Buddha told this story about a Buddha that can be at the center of our lives. Amida Buddha. Amida, right? Does anyone know what the words Namo Amida Butsu mean? We said that again and again Already today. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Do you know Finley? What's that? Thank you, Amida Buddha. That's a great understanding. Do you have an idea, Cameron? Okay, okay, that's perhaps one way to understand it. Yeah, Kate? That's right. I take refuge in the Buddha. Thank you, Amida Buddha. Those are great ways to understand it. So when you take refuge in something, remember we've been talking about refuge lately. What is a refuge? What is a refuge? Do you know, Haley? Somewhere where you go to feel safe, right? So Shakyamuni Buddha, when he gave this teaching to Amida, he said, I'm going to give you a teaching somewhere where you can go in your heart to feel safe. No matter what difficulty you're facing in your life, if you're sad, if you're happy, if you're angry, if you're lonely, you'll always have this place you can go in your heart and feel the Buddha, feel the presence of the awakened one with you. If you say, Namo Amida Butsu. So he gave him this teaching so that Ananda, as soon as he heard this teaching, then he had that enlightenment of the Buddha with him everywhere he went. Even though he wasn't enlightened himself, he always had that teaching with him. That's the wonderful gift. So we say, thank you. Thank you to the Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu. And that's what we do in our daily lives. We go moment to moment. If we feel some kind of stress or anxiety, we can say Namo Amida Butsu. If we feel at peace and very calm, Namo Amida Butsu. And however we feel, the Buddha says, that's okay. And when we have that teaching, then we feel this great comfort in our heart. The Buddha's greatest wish was for everyone to be happy and everyone to have peace in their hearts. And so he gave this teaching to all of us, and he shared it with Ananda on that special day on Vulture Peak. And so for Shinran Shonin, the founder of our tradition, and Honen, and all these people whose pictures we have up here, they all felt that this teaching of Namo Amida Butsu was a wonderful teaching. We can carry it with us everywhere we go, and it brings us great peace of mind. The Buddha's wisdom always with us, moment to moment. Namo Amida Butsu. That's right, Namo Amida Butsu. This is the teaching, what we consider to be the true teaching of the Buddha. The Buddha taught many teachings, and they're all wonderful. They're all wonderful ways to have a path to enlightenment. Here at this temple, we teach Namo Amida Butsu, and we hear the Nembutsu. で、このお寺は、浄土真宗のお寺で、何よりも南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏が中心となる見教えですね。南無阿弥陀仏は何と言いますと、釈迦様が仏弟子の安南にまだ悟りを開いていない安南尊者にこの教えを与えて、これはまだ悟りを開いていない者が仏様の悟りのお心、仏様の慈悲そのままいただけるお念仏ですね。どこに行っても、どんなに困っても、南無阿弥陀仏を模したら、お念仏、仏様の心が支えで、私たちを仏様の悟りの世界に導いていく教えですね。So I'd like to conclude my reflection today on this wonderful teaching, the Larger Sutra, and on Ananda, the Buddha's very close disciple who was always with him and who heard that teaching at Vulture Peak. では合唱で終わりたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。
Thank you very much.